marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
She has no idea what she does to us.
She's the hottest babe at this or any bank.
Oops, I seem to have a run in my stocking. That's right, want me. Dream on, teller boys.
If that's for me, baby, put a little gravy on it and I'll take it home because it looks finger-licking good.
This is a bank, bud. Not a sex shop. So, besides saving you the cost of renting Basic Instinct, what can I do for you?
Well, other than saving you the cost of renting a Lethal Weapon, you can cash this.
$25,000? What could you possibly do that would be worth $25,000? What's that on your chin? Have some of the stronger boys been rubbing your face in the dirt again?
It's called a beard. Surely you've seen one before in the mirror. Anyhow, it's a part of my new Ivy League image. That check is a grant from the Ridenour Foundation. I'm going all the way, all expenses paid, to Tremaine University. So, because you've been a good girl, I'll give you one final butt flex. And you can cash that. And make it snappy. I've got checks to write.
Well, I'm afraid it's not that easy. You see, there are certain channels we must go through. First, we must process the check. Then there's a waiting period, and...
Hey, baby!
Just got done with my hair appointment.
Feel it, baby. Feel it.
Yeah. Hey, bud! High five me, buddy! Oh, wait. Nails aren't dry yet. Air high five. Oh, you got a little dirt on your chin. Look, babe, I don't have a lot of time. I've only got about 20 minutes till my massage, so should we pop into the vault and do the deed on the deeds, if you will?
Mrs. Darcy, before you perform geriatric love gymnastics, I'd like to talk to you about clearing my check.
All this business talk is making me lose my edge, baby.
It's cleared. Here. Here's a checkbook. Here's a pen. That's still not a beard. Goodbye.
Hey, baby. Want to go to lunch?
Did someone rub your face in the dirt?
It's a beard. You like the way it goes with my, checkbook?
Oh, sexy.
Yeah, and I love you for your mind. Let's go.
I'm sorry, sir, but you can visit your wife's ashes in 20 minutes. And why don't you just keep her under the mattress like normal people?
They won't let me see my wife.
Well, take a look at mine. That ought to cure you. You know, Peg, I feel good. I do. Because I promised Bud I'd keep putting money into his college fund, and I'm keeping my word. I'd like to deposit this.
Are you depositing the entire quarter?
Do I look Japanese? I want 5 cents back, please. And give it to me in ones.
You see, it's
allowance day, and we are a family of five. You know, honey, I am so proud of you. We opened this account when Bud was a baby, and now 20 years later, with one deposit, you're doubling it.
Here's your receipt and your cash.
Would you like a bank guard to escort us to the car?
Now we tip him and the valet guy, we walk out of here with 3 cents. Hey, $25,000 and 50 cents? Well, that compound interest really mounts up.
Wait a minute, Al. Don't you get it? The bank has made a mistake in our favor. Shut up. Now, just look normal. All right. We have got to make a withdrawal right away before they find out about their mistake. Excuse me, please. We'd like to make a little withdrawal.
I want to say the number.
Hush! We would like to withdraw $25,000 and 25 cents.
Yeah, and get that 25 cents in pennies. Not everybody can change a nickel these days.
But Daddy, what if the bank finds out they made a mistake and they want all their money back?
That's why we buy perishables.
What about our shiny new appliances?
Not new anymore.
Now it's ours forever.
And so are you, Pumpkin.
Gee, I wonder why Buck would miss this meal.
What's going on here?
Big news.
Not as big as mine. Family, I'm moving out. I'm going to Tremaine University and I'm going to live on campus. I got a $25,000 grant.
Hey, this run of luck is unbelievable. He got $25,000 too. What are the odds?
Al.
Not now, Peg. Oh, my boy just got into a big time college and, time for him and his dad to have a little talk. Personally, though, I never wanted to talk to my dad.
Well, I'm not really like a dad. More like a cool older friend.
You know, son, I know you're always proud of your old man.
You bet, Dad. Nice mashed potato steak.
Anyhow, son, now I'm proud of you. Well, you were never a great athlete in high school. God, it must have been cold there in my shadow. But then I thought it'd give you more time for the chicks. And your personality killed that. And you brought home report cards with all A's. I didn't say anything at the time, but then I was truly ashamed.
A boy getting all A's, you know.
Boy, did I hear about that from the boys down at the barber shop. But now, son, you're going to a big-time college. And you're going to get a chance to do something that I've only dreamed of.
Make business contacts?
Nah, who wants to hang out with a bunch of smart little acneed, sexually deprived A students wouldn't know a breast from a football because they never touched either. You know the type I'm talking about, son?
Yeah.
Anyhow, the only reason I ever wanted to go to college was to experience one good panty raid. And now you're going to do that for me, son. But son, heed your father's advice. Stay away from the big panties. You'll see enough of those in the shower rod after you're married. Go for the little ones, boy. Go for the little ones. Because you don't want a girl who wears big underpants. Because a girl who wears big underpants has big stuff under her pants.
Thanks, Dad. If it weren't for you, I'd probably grab the first pair I saw. Probably would have been a big one. Well, folks, normally I'd ask where all this stuff came from, but since I'm moving out tonight, let's just leave that little secret between you and the sheriff's office. I'm gonna go pack.
Oh, honey, wash your face. You have some dirt on your chin.
It's a beard. Never mind, I'll wash my chin. The important thing is, I feel like a grown-up. I wrote a check for a full year's deposit on my dorm room, and I wrote a check for my tuition. I bought a new wardrobe and a few things for my dorm. And now I'm going to take my checkbook and go buy me a nice little car. Guys, this is the happiest day of my life.
We're all proud of you, son.
I think we stole his money, Peg.
Now, we agreed we loved Bud too much to tell him what we did. His checks are bouncing all over town, and even if he didn't see himself on America's Most Wanted, Kelly did. So it's only a matter of time before she realizes who he is and calls the feds in on him.
Well, we just have to convince him to quit school and come home with us. Shouldn't be too hard. The poor guy's probably homesick, longing for his mommy and daddy.
Who are you?
It's us.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't call. Get used to it. Come on in.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, what a room.
Yeah. We can't let you live like this. You better come home with us, where at least you'll have someone to talk to.
Hi, girls. I'm sorry. I'm not properly dressed. Just give me one sec.
Bud, are you going to introduce us to your little friends?
Nope, don't think I am. What can I do for you lovely ladies?
We just wanted to tell you we'll be in the shower right next door. So no peeking now. Oh, your grandpa got lost. We'll see you later, you cute old man.
See that pig? They think I'm cute.
Oh, yes. Honey, they must think you're that rapper, Ice Age. But why do you have girls in your dorm room?
Just part of my new lucky streak. See, all the guys' dorms were full. So they put me in the women's dorm. Luckily, they knew I was mature enough to handle it. Excuse me one moment.
That's low, son. It's too low! You'll be looking at kneecaps! Move it up, boy! Move it up!
Al, we are here to talk to Bud.
I am talking to Bud. Come on, boy, make a hole for Daddy.
Now, perhaps this, as well as every other task traditionally for the male, is up to me. What your father would say if his tongue wasn't stuck in that peephole is that we think college is too much pressure for you. We believe that you belong in the army. They'll pay you and prepare you for a nice career driving tanks or shining shoes. Your father never went to college, and look at him.
Ah, she dropped the soap. Pick it up, baby. What's up, my baby?
Perhaps your father is a bad example of everything.
Mom, Dad, it's been more of a thrill than you know.
Now look, Bud, if you should decide that you want to come home, or not necessarily want to, but have to, just remember that our door is always open.
I know you're in there! Let me in!
Now, aren't you glad I made you change the locks?
It was genius, Peg. By the way, when do I get my key? We got the TV on real loud in here, and we can't hear you.
Free pizza delivery.
That's your son, you idiot.
But Peg, what if you're wrong?
Oh. All right, stand back. I'm coming in. Thanks, pal.
No problem. But next time, can we start with the helmet on?
Hey, Bud! What's shaking?
Come here. I think we need to chat.
We're busy over here now, Bud. It's your mother and I's quality time.
Come here now! Funny thing happened to me today. I was in my dorm room studying when a bunch of babes came in and invited me to my first college pajama party. But not just any pajama party. A bottoms-only pajama party. Save your pathetic high five. Because just as I was about to see some Midwestern corn-fed boobies, I was dragged away by the campus police. It seems that every single check I wrote to the college bounced. Do you have anything to tell me?
Was your mother's idea.
It was your father.
Your mother's.
Your mother's.
It was your sister's.
It was the girl's. So, see, Bud, there's no reason why we can't be friends.
Oh, come on, Bud. We didn't mean to do anything wrong. We just thought we were stealing from a bank.
Yeah, it was just one of those madcap goofs that don't hurt nobody. Except you.
Yeah. Well, I'm still going to go to Tremaine University. I'll just live at home and work off my $25,000 debt. The good news is, after working for 40 or 50 years, everything I earn will be mine.
Just like your father. You're a real male bunny now, son.
Oh, come on, Bud. At least you're getting an education. You won't be stuck in some low-paying waitress job like your sister.
200, 300, 400.
Ugh, a one. Ugh. I'm sure glad I didn't waste my time in high school learning the three ARFs. You know, something, something, and arithmetic. Well, I guess education works for some people. For instance, this guy came into the diner who just graduated from your college looking for a job as a busboy. They said no. We already had one from Harvard.
Gee, honey, I'm really proud of you.
You're not getting any.
Well, you need somebody to help you count it.
That's true.
You'll need to open a bank account, and I'll help you write checks.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the first thing you need to know is you need two names on the account of people that can write checks. In case you forget your name.
Yeah. I don't want the same thing to happen to me that happened to Bud.
Yep. You're down, aren't you, son? Well, who could blame me? What a catastrophe! Yeah, there's no coming back from this one. It was your mother's fault, by the way. And even though it wasn't my fault, and always, always, please remember it was your mother's, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to make sure, son, that you get the real college experience.
Big underpants.